But it's only in rock and roll you get to improvise anymore. I met in Edinburgh. We checked into this hotel, and I heard a violin coming from behind one of the doors. You know, I thought, that's not the radio. There's somebody in there playing the violin. You know, and I thought, and when I knocked on the door, this little face appears around. Says, what do you want? I said, sir, I was just standing outside your door, you know, and would you mind if I came in? And he said, so you haven't come to complain? I said, no, I haven't come to complain. So he opened the door, and there he's standing there with his, not the Stradivarius, but the other one, beginning with G. That's right, that's the one.
Yeah.
And he's got a string vest on, wide fronts, beautiful violin. He said, what would you like to hear? He said, you're a musician, right? I said, yeah. What would you like to hear? I said, some Bach. So he went through this unaccompanied, incredible. We got stuck here. It turned out to be Ruggiero Ricci. And he'd been on the road for 30 years, you know. And he was going down to a little hall to play to a lot of little old women who would, you know, whatever he played, it didn't matter, right? And we were talking, and he said, I tell you, he said, I wish I was coming with you tonight. You know, you have the freedom. I really envy rock and roll players, you know. You can do what you like, you have a good time, and that's really sad. Oh, God, did he play well. I sat there for hours, just draped over his chair. And then he played me the Paderewski, he said, you're English, right? He said, I play God Save the Queen. I played the theme and variations on God Save the Queen, which was real showman stuff, you know. Like, in this hotel with a new string vest.
Right. I guess that is true about rock and roll.
It is. Jazz, I don't know what's happened to jazz. It really disappointed me, you know. I suppose they started trying to play rock and roll. I used to adore Herbie Hancock, and I went to see him in Los Angeles, and it was, and there was one spot where he played acoustic piano just for about 2 minutes, which was sheer delight, you know, but the rest of it, get down, no, Herbie. But
so you do get a chance to play bass and stuff with them. I mean, they can, you know, the jams and stuff like that. I mean, I think your playing is constantly improving and expanding.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't be without Zeppelin for the world. In more ways than just the obvious.
Yeah.
They're a good band, you know? And this is very essential. You've got to play with a good band, otherwise you lose interest and you hate what you're doing and all that stuff, you know. We're all 100% Zeppelin in this band.
Okay, now we'll do a quick Tom Paul Jones as keyboard player, and I'll let you go.
All right.
Okay. The first part wasn't that painful.
I'm enjoying myself.
Okay. Start off with the same kinds of questions, you know, as when you, you know, first started playing. You started playing piano before.
As soon as I could reach
bass.
It.
Really?
Yeah. There's a piano in the house all the time. That I think is very important for kids, anyway.
Positively.
Because I've got three girls, you know, and they're all, you know, there's a piano around. They start plonking about in it, and they start trying to put notes together, and they see what comes out, and you can just see it grow.
Positively.
You know? It's essential to have a good instrument in the house. Piano. My father was a good piano player. I learned an awful lot from him. I used to do gigs with him, like on bass. You know, because he used to take me along because he said I was the only one who played the right notes. Because you can imagine some awful bass players about, especially in that school. You know, sort of weddings and dances, masonics and flamitzvahs, you know, and all that sort of stuff. D techno music, you know, with a tenor player doubles on violin. Why is it tenor player always double on violin for those sort of things? Always strike me as strange. It's like bass players double on mandolin. You know how many bass players play mandolin? There's quite a lot.
Are there?
Yeah. I mean, this is from the sublime to the ridiculous, isn't it, really? But they seem to go together. So, no, but there was always piano played in the house. My father used to adore Rachmaninoff, and he just used to sit down and go, oh. But, when I got into Boogie Woogie, that was great. I loved that. And,
You're listening to records and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Radio.
Yeah, right. Dad bought a record player. He'd let me go out and get my Jerry Lee Lewis singles and my Everly Brothers and little Richard. Ray Charles. Ray Charles got me into organ. One Mint Julep, specifically.
Really?
Mmm. You remember that?
Vaguely, yeah. It's funny because you talk to keyboard players and he's just been their main inspiration for playing piano, you know.
No, he plays fine organ. Very fine organ. Plus he always had that straight sort of church sound, you know, uh-huh. Church. I always liked an organ. I listened to a lot of Jimmy Smith in those days, but I could never... My dad didn't like Jimmy Smith. So there's nothing to it, just running up and down the keyboard. Well, yeah, so he had a fire in it.
Uh-huh.
And, Jimmy McGriff. Oh, Richard Groove Holmes, no. That was... Yes. He was a man. You better believe it. Things like that. I'd like to play organ with a big band, actually, one day. I fancy fronting a band on organ, right? Really big band.
Yeah.
You know, like a Ray Charles band. Right. That type of... That would be fun. Piano's very close to my heart, but as I said, I had some bad experiences with lessons and I wouldn't go near it for a long time, though. I'd creep towards it because my dad was a bit of a stickler for practice, you know.
Yeah.
And I used to have to play all the scales 12 times each, you know, and, with the metronome.
So you took lessons until you were about how old?
No, very sporadic.
Just sporadic.
One here and one there, and, you know, I took organ lessons as well at King's College in London. I was going to go to the Royal Academy when I was 17, but I was 16, and I just couldn't wait, and I'm glad I never went. God, to be classically trained. I miss the technique, you know, my piano technique is appalling, but I feel I can sometimes make up for it,
uh-huh.
You know, like monk does.